So we're going to continue with the Gemara. It's in the middle of Daf Yud Amud Beis, about 22 lines from the top or 23 lines from the bottom. It says the Gemara, Tanan Hasam, we learned over there, Ar Ha'asla, the Cholol Shalom, Mitztarfim B'Tefach. That you have an Ar, the leather of an Asla, which we'll describe in a second, along with its gap or its opening, is Mitztarif to a Tefach. So this is, as we're going to see in a second, that this is some kind of a stool that was used for using the restroom. And so it had two straps that would hold someone's body up, but with a space for him to be able to use the restroom. So rather than being in a squatting position, they'd be able to sit. Rashi says this was he says, Lebesa kisei shel sarim, that this was princes, like, fancier or wealthier people would use such a stool. So, the idea is, we learn that it's mitharv to tefach. What does that mean? So you have two straps on either side, you have a space in the middle, and, if those combine, the space and the two straps, measure one tefach by one tefach, so then that's going to be enough. It's going to be considered closed for purposes that if there's the relevant part of a dead body beneath this stool, that the stool will serve as an ohel to make anything else that's under the stool also tame. So basically, in order to be an ohel, it has to be this one tefach by one tefach. So we view it as if it's closed. So that it's mitzarif to a tefach. Says the Gemara, my ara asla. What does that mean? The leather of an asla. Rabbi Baruch Hanan says in Rabbi Yochanan, or kisui shall be sa kisei. This is leather that is a cover, or it's over something that's used for a besa kisei. So again, just describing this stool that we use. The kama. What's the measurements of these straps? And again, the straps are what hold the person up and has a space in the middle for him to be able to use the restroom. So how wide are these straps? Kiyasar of Dimi Amar Etzba'ayim Mikan Ve'etzba'ayim Mikan Ve'etzba'ayim Revach Be'emza. So Rav Dimi said, presumably in the name of Rav Yochanan, that you have a leather strap of two finger widths followed by a two finger width space for him to use for waist, and then followed by another two finger width strap. Kiyasa Ravin Amma, when Ravin came from Yitzhar, again, presumably they used to come and say from Rabbi Yochanan, said as follows, Etzba umechza mikan, ve'etzba umechza mikan, 1.5 finger widths on either side, ve'etzba ravach b'emza, and one in the middle. Now, obviously, if you add these up, Rav Dimi has two, so that's six fingers, and Ravin has 1.5, 1.5 plus one. So that's four. So we're going to have to figure out what's going on there. Amar Leah Baila Rav Dimi, mi pligisu. So Abaya said to Rav Dimi, do you and Ravin argue when you're quoting in Rav Yochanan? Are you saying different things? It seems you are. One of you is saying, it's something that adds up to four finger widths, and one of you is saying something that adds up to six. So Amar Leah, lo, no. And at a certain level, it makes sense that they're not arguing because we've said that it's mitzdarif to a tefach. So we're talking about something that's a tefach. So it says the Gemara, habaravavasa, habazutrasa. So, the one who gave a measurement of four, that adds up to four finger widths, is talking about the thumb, the largest of the fingers. And the one that adds up to six is talking about using the pinky finger, the thinnest of the fingers. So the width of four thumb widths versus six pinky widths are really the same measurement, and it adds up to a tefach. And in fact, we see that in a Gemara in Hatcheles in Maseches Menachos. So he said, Habaravrasah, Habazutrasah, Vloipag, Pligin. That one is using thumbs, one is using pinkies, and we're not arguing. So Amalei, so Abaye said back to him, lie, the opposite it means, or the truth be told, depending on the explanation you use. Pligisu, you do argue. He says, I'm masking to you that you're dealing with something that's a tefach, and so one of you is counting a tefach using pinkies of six, and one of you is using thumbs of four, but you are arguing on a very fundamental point because of how you structure the physical space and the open space. Why? Uba omed maru bala parts mishtei ruchos pligisu. I think you're arguing about this same point we raised earlier. which is in order to say omid merubah laparetz, that the physical part is greater than the open part, and therefore it's considered closed. Does that work if you have to add up the omid on both sides, meaning you have to add up the physical part on both sides in order to be larger than the center space? What happens when you do that? So he says, Lididach have omid mishtei ruchos. So he says as follows, according to you, it's okay if you have to add the two together. That's why you set it up as two, two, and two, because obviously, if you look at just one side, two is not bigger than the space that's two. So you obviously need to add two on the right side, two on the left side. That's four, and four is obviously greater than two. Then it's going to be closed. But however, LeRavin meruach achas havei omid mishtei ruchos lo havei omid, that it must be that Ravin holds that each one needs each in other words, in order for omid to close up parts, to close up the open, for to close, for physical structure to close up open space, it needs to be that the physical structure on the side is larger than the open space. So why? So the isal kadaitach lo plagisu l'ravin. So he says, because if you don't think that Ravin and you are arguing about hachay bayle lemeimer, then Ravin should have structured a case. Even using four, which is a thumb width, should have structured a case that looks exactly like yours. What should he have said? Ibayle the Meimar, etzba shlish mikan, the etzba shlish mikan. You have one and a third thumb width on the right side, one and a third thumb width on the left side, the etzba shlish revach b'amsa, and they have one and a third in the middle. So obviously, three times one and a third adds up to four. So it's the same thing, but he doesn't do that. Rather, he says one and a half, and one and a half on either side, and one in the center. So clearly, he was trying to establish a case, Ravin was trying to establish a case where the side, or the sides, are bigger than the gap. So this way, the side is one and a half, and that's obviously bigger than, that's one and a half thumbs, and that's obviously bigger than the one thumb opening in the middle. So that's what he said, Abaya said to Rav Dimi, no, you and Ravin do argue. So Ravin said back to Rav Dimi said back to Abaya, the LMI, plegin. So what are you saying? We do argue that, in earth, again, they were both quoting Rav Yochanan. So the question is, did Rav Yochanan give this, memra in two ways? And, you know, maybe it was just the fingers. One was thumbs and one was things, but it seems that there's some difference going on because they present the case of how wide the straps are and how wide the space is. So he says, okay, fine. So you're telling me we argue, but if we're arguing, lididi, hachi bayle lemeimer, if you're telling me that I hold, he's saying, I don't necessarily agree with you that they're arguing, but if you're telling me that I hold that you could add the two sides together to overwhelm the open space, so then it should have said, I should have said my case as follows. Etzvo shnei shlishim mikan, the etzvo shnei shlishim mikan. So maybe I should have said that one and two thirds on this side and one and two thirds on that side, which obviously adds up to three and a third. The etzba'ayim u'shnei shlishim revach b'amsa, and maybe two and two thirds are in the center. So now, by in other words, I set it up two, two and two, which made the space equal to the sides. But according to you, that I think you can add together the two sides to overwhelm the empty space. So why not say that where it's one and two thirds on either side, which adds up to three and a third in the aggregate, and the center could be even two fingers and two thirds fingers, because three and a third is larger than two and two thirds. And then I would know that you can literally add it together and overwhelm something that is only smaller if you add the two together. But he said, I didn't do that. The case I set up that I said from Rabbi Yochanan was not one and two thirds on each side, but rather was two, two, and two. So I obviously would have set it up to make the two sides, if the two sides can combine, I would have made the two sides smaller than the center and only larger when you combine them. But what did I do? I made it all even. So Ella, Iyikalamemer, the plegin, if you want to tell me that Ravin and I argue, so then what we're actually arguing is Paritz Ka'omid Plegin. We're arguing what happens, in other words, we all agree that if the strap needs the other side to even match the center hole, meaning, and obviously to overwhelm it, that's not going to work. That's not going to be Omid Merubah Paritz, because we do not say omed meruba al haparetz if you have to add the two sides together. And we both agree that if each of the straps is larger than the space, which is like the case of Ravin, where it's 1.5, 1 and 1.5. So then we all agree that that is omed meruba al haparetz. Where do we argue where the side straps are the same space as the center opening? In that case, says Rav Dimi, if we're arguing, that's the case we're arguing about. Cause I set it up as 2, 2, and 2, quoting Rav Yochanan, where obviously the side strap is equal to the space, and I hold that that's enough to consider it closed. Whereas Ravin, presumably, who set it up as 1.5, 1 and 1.5, would say that that doesn't work, and it actually has to be the strap on the side has to be larger than the gap in the middle. Have a wonderful day. Daf tomorrow is on Rosh Chodesh schedule, so starting at 5:45.